Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how much can we tap for? What does that mean? How much can we tap for? Well, tapping is taking us over by storm in many ways to heal us and help us and make our lives better. Tapping is a reference to emotional freedom technique using tapping points. And we've done a show on this recently, and we're back again to see how much we can actually tap for. Where can it take us? Can we improve our lives in many important ways? Perhaps. So we should all get into tapping. How often do you tap every day? So I want to ask our guest, who's a master tapper, a master EFT practitioner and healer and intuitive, Steve Gottlieb. Steve, welcome, and how often do you tap?
Peter, I tap every day.
That's great. There's always something to tap for.
Well, you know, I'm tapping when there's not even anything to tap for, because there's always something to tap for, even if you're not really aware of it. So tapping is the simplest way of being able to send signals to your nervous system that says, calm down and relax. Because, you know, even just waking up in the morning, you know, I've got all of these crazy dreams. Who knew where I've been in my dream state? So I usually find myself tapping first thing in the morning because it sends a signal. It's time to get up. It's time to know that you're here and you're present and your nervous system is nice and balanced.
That's great. And often I've woken up in the middle of the night, unable to go back to sleep, and I've just tapped. You know, just tapping itself without asking for anything from the tapping other than calm, peace, and quiet so I can get back to sleep. And it's amazing. It really works.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, it's important to understand that we can tap on just about anything. But some people have tried tapping, you know, and just tapped on something and really didn't get any result from it. So they may have dismissed it. So, you know, when we do clinical EFT, we want to be sure that we tap on something that we can identify as a specific thing that is creating a disturbance for us. But sometimes we just don't know what that disturbance is. We just know that there might be a disturbance. So we can just tap on whatever we're feeling that might be a disturbance, even if we're not aware of where that disturbance is coming from. But usually, just with a little bit of digging, we can figure out what that disturbance is about. And all of a sudden, we hear our mind tell us all the reasons why, you know, we should be disturbed about this, which of course is the opposite about being peaceful about it. And then when that gives us fuel for our tapping. We tap on whatever our mind is telling us that it needs to be disturbed about.
Interesting. And there are a lot of people who just want to be in denial, and they don't want to know what to tap about. They don't want to even think about it, and it really doesn't help to, you know, to repress our feelings, repress our unhappiness in order to keep happy, because then it's an artificial happiness.
Well, a lot of people have just been trained by, you know, the culture that says you're supposed to not be happy. You're supposed to not be unhappy. You're supposed to be happy. So if you're unhappy, there's something wrong with you. So you don't want to go there looking to find out what's wrong with you. Why aren't I happy? So we have positive psychology, which is a very good thing if you can get there, that says, happy.
You're familiar with human design, which is a system of understanding the mechanics of our personalities, and half the people have an emotional chakra, solar plexus chakra, that in human design is called undefined.
I got one.
And that means that those people want to keep everything as calm and happy as possible. Whereas the other half of us, of the population, we're emotionally defined. I'm one of those. And we're always in our feelings. So it's like, all right, well, I'm already in my feelings. Nothing here to repress because I can't help it. I can't help but feel. And as a matter of fact, my wife, who is emotionally undefined and loves to meditate a lot and really be in nature and be chill, she looks at me and she says, "You waste so much time in your feelings."
Really? And what does she mean by that?
It means I feel so much. I'm always in feelings. And to me, they're mostly good. But they're always there, and there's a lot that's not so good. So what do we do when, on either side? Because on the side of keeping chill are people who really don't want to face their issues and want everything to be nice. And that can be wonderful, except it doesn't deal with things that often need dealing. And then there are those of us who, are willing to get into it. So, but on both sides, we really need to work with EFT because it can get us into that peace of mind. It can get us into that chill, into that comfortable place in life that we want to be.
Yeah, and I know exactly what you're talking about because I'm on that other side of the fence, one of those undefined emotional centers. And until I discovered about that through human design, I had no idea that I was becoming emotionally reactive to everybody else's emotions when they were in my proximity, wondering why I was getting so emotional. But one thing
right.
that is common among all people is the way the brain conditions itself to respond to stress. So whether you have undefined emotions or not, the brain is always looking to compare your current experience with previous experiences in your life where that may have appeared stressful or even threatening to you. And as soon as it triggers off a stress response, you're sort of at the victim of that response, of your own body's physiological response to the nervous system. And as soon as you feel any disturbance or distress, that's a good place for you to go, wait a second. What's going on here? And that's where the tapping can come in.
So let's look at that as, conditioned patterns in our lives that can really limit our full expression in life and full beingness. So what it is that we want to get rid of conditioned patterns that are self-limiting and how do we do that? But we have to identify them.
Yeah, we do, but we don't have to be that specific. In EFT, practitioners are trained to help their clients look for specific things. And you don't have to go very far because all you need to do is identify a feeling that feels disturbing or an emotion or even a pain or a sensation in the body. You don't have to go very far. You don't have to go to your mind to try to understand what's going on with you in order to feel what's happening.
That's quite a statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people think that working on oneself, you need to climb into deep suffering. And really wrestle with it. And not everybody wants to. People don't want to go there. And so how does this avoid that?
Well, here's one of the things that I get sometimes as a question or a throwback, So why is it that EFT focuses on the negative? Aren't we supposed to be thinking about the positive? But what we know from exposure therapy is that we need to step closer to the issue of the problem and not deny the problem so that at least we can become much more presently aware of what we're feeling when we get close to that nature of that problem. That problem could be anything. It could be a situation, circumstance, a person, or the thought about a situation that is causing you some distress. So merely by turning your mind to the event or the issue or the concern that you have, you will start to notice how your body responds. And for EFT purposes, to begin with, that's as far as you need to go. You start tapping right there. And as you tap there, you are starting to recondition the way the brain responds to those ideas or that emotion so that you can go deeper in a way where it's safe. It is not traumatizing anymore to have to go back and dig up all that crap that we've been carrying as wounds throughout our whole life, because this is a simple and a gentle way to do it and very effective of clearing it out once you're good.
Yeah, I think that will attract a lot of people to use this, because it's not about climbing into the nitty-gritty. Mm-hmm. It's just climbing into the awareness that it's there,
right,
and tapping out our awareness that it exists.
Yeah, and the tapping itself gives us a tool that if we decide that we do want to once and for all get into the nitty-gritty, now we're explorers. We're going to look to root out anything that we're still carrying around that still causes us a problem. You mean that thing that happened to me 40 years ago still bothers me? I can't believe that. Well, let's go and fix that. And it's amazing how quickly that nitty-gritty gets wiped out simply with a few rounds of tapping once you've uncovered it. So it's not this big, long, arduous process.
Right. Now, let's talk about forgiveness. Mm. Because, and I really focus more on self-forgiveness than on forgiving others. Because, so many people really are troubled by themselves. You know, so many people really, you know, are... Our issues are often our own self-esteem, self-worth issues, maybe based on being harmed by others.
Of course.
And so, granted, we're not avoiding needing to forgive others, but at the same time, we really need to honor our own inner struggle and about ourselves in the face of all of this trouble that, you know, maybe we didn't handle it properly. Maybe
That's
we
right.
could have stood up for ourselves better.
Yeah.
You know, could have been smarter about it.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, when I was married before, I was married to somebody who was very troubled, and the marriage couldn't work out. And when it was over, I realized that part of it had to do with my own inability to rise to the occasion and be smarter than the trouble. And I wasn't. And I allowed the trouble to persist to a point where it ruined the relationship. And I don't regret the loss of it, only because I'm happily remarried and realized that it was a blessing to be out of that. But I saw at the time that, you know, I could blame the other person, but I really also felt that, you know, my own inadequacy of not being able to, you know, be smarter about it.
Yeah. Well, there's a perfect entree for anybody who's, you know, curious about EFT. All you need to do is just simply say, is there something that I blame myself for, can't forgive myself for? And if you are brave enough just to feel the emotional content of that, because if it, where it comes from in you in that real place, that's where you start tapping. And then you can release that. And all of a sudden, maybe I can find a way of releasing this. Maybe I can find a way of letting this go. Maybe I can find a way of forgiving myself. It's possible because you're tapping away the emotional connection to that idea that you've been carrying all along.
Right. Now... Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just want a quick story that, you know, that you, when you were saying what you were saying before reminded me of. I do this workshop series occasionally called, letting go of stress and embracing joy. And the middle component of that is forgiveness. So it's like a little intro EFT workshop that I do for the public. And a woman and a gentleman came, and the gentleman was suffering with a lot of personal, you know, emotional problems. And with a little bit of digging, we realized that he just couldn't forgive himself. And when we inquired about why that was, it just turned out that he had a little bit of a bad timing, and he took some of his funds that he'd put away for his life savings and invested it in a very, very smart investment, just in the wrong place at the wrong time when the market turned down in 2008 and basically lost it all. And he's been miserable ever since. So it was really quite easy to define what was going on, but his mantra was, I will never forgive myself for not, you know, using better judgment or knowing better. And there's no way he could have known better. He did everything he could that a rational person would do, and he just took a risk. And that was the issue. The issue was, I can't forgive myself. That's where all the emotional pain was. That's what we worked on with him.
Right. And so it's really, you know, about locating the subject of the tapping in a way that makes sense, and then tap for it in a sense verbally, or and it can also be done in thought, but the idea is to state what you're unhappy about, mm-hmm. along with a statement. This is how I work with it, and I know you do too. Is to be able to say, I deeply and completely accept myself, even though I have, you know, I have this problem. And
yeah, mm-hmm. even though I can't forgive myself, I have to accept this. The acceptance statement is sometimes problematic for some people who literally won't say that because they don't believe they can accept themselves. And that's a sure sign that they can't forgive themselves. So, you know, right. you tap on that, and you can just alter the statement.
Yeah,
just,
that's
even
good.
Though it's yeah. even though there's no way I can accept what's happening, I can at least accept that I'm breathing and I'm standing here and I'm still alive, and that some place deep inside this troubled soul is a good person.
And that's to tap that actually cleans that up.
And
that's
yeah, it does.
That's what tapping does. Tapping is about tapping particular meridian points on the body, on the face, on the hands, and on the torso, that they're all together. There are 14, and I know you don't always have to use all 14 of them. And to tap, and just to keep tapping them several times each in sequence, and the sequence isn't important. But the idea is that it does something using the meridians and rebalance them, changes our minds, it changes our body chemistry. There's research with EFT where they've shown how just doing the tapping changes physiology.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of research now where there even wasn't before. It's important to understand the basic idea of tapping is that anytime you tune in to any kind of thing that is disturbing you, there is a corresponding disturbance in the energy patterns and pathways of our body, of our nervous system, of our brain. We're out of coherence with something that could bring us more into a place of peace. And that's what the disturbance is. And when we tap on these acupuncture points, you know, we are literally freeing up disturbed or blocked energy there so that the joy energy that's natural to us can then flow, and we can feel that. We can feel that as a shift. But more so than that, when we do that while we're juxtaposing the idea that there's pain and there's a problem with the idea that there's a positive potential outcome, while we're tapping, we also are restructuring the way the brain looks at negative responses, and it no longer has to trigger off a stress response, which is going to put you in a place of greater happiness and peace. And then you can, with that clarity, you can start to embark upon a life where you can say, let me learn how to reflect on situations that are disturbing to me now that I've got a tool to deal with the disturbance, and recognize how I can see it differently and how I can behave differently.
Yeah,
we're working to undo those conditioned patterns that you talked about.
Right, and the more you use it, the more you're willing to use it because you see how effective it is.
Precisely.
And so people can do it for themselves. You need to get, you know, just get a sense of what to say. You know, and as I said, I always say, I start off by saying I deeply and completely accept myself, even though that's, you know, I'm unhappy about this, or this isn't working for me, or I have a pain in my knee, or whatever it is that I'm wanting to change.
Yeah, and just then, simply think about anything that's disturbing you or taking you away from a sense of peace that you might have otherwise, and insert that into the tapping process.
Right.
Even though now, this thing has come along to take away my peace, it's disturbing and distressing me, even though I can't let it go, even though I can't forgive this person, even though I can't find a solution to this problem, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I deeply include myself.
And so, you know, people can find these points on the internet. It's, you can Google EFT, and there are all kinds of videos, YouTubes, and that show how to tap these points. And I think you referred, not in this show, a previous show, that there are 7 primary points that you prefer. Is that true?
Yeah, the actual clinical EFT basically has distilled the process down to something that's very simple. There's really only 7 points that you tap on. There are variations that you can use and alternative points you can tap on. People sometimes ask a lot about the technique of where to tap and how to tap, but the most important thing you want to do is tap. And in order to be effective in your tapping, you have to learn how to set up a problem, how to set up a tapping session. You have to learn how to tune in and recognize the nature of a problem. Where is your peace being disturbed? And when you identify that disturbance, you know, you can sense it as a feeling in the body, or you can hear your mind telling you a story about that, and that becomes the problem. So you're tapping, even though I have this problem, I deeply accept myself, tapping through 7 of the major points that we use, simply reminding ourselves of what the problem is, because we want to keep that energy alive and let the tapping find it and resolve it. And you will notice that after a few rounds of tapping, the thing that was disturbing you disturbs you less.
Right. And that's, you know, that's wonderful. And it's helpful to work with a practitioner who can work, who senses where to go next. And there's actually a language in EFT that you can become adept at. I was studying this years ago, and I loved finding all the different ways of speaking about our trouble so that we can tap it on it.
Someone who is an experienced tapping coach tends to develop a sense of intuition, as well as using their intention to help their client with the EFT process. And the process itself, it gives the client or clients access to their own inner knowing of where these disturbances are really coming from. So you might be tapping on a present situation, and all of a sudden they go, you know, it's funny, all of a sudden I've got this image in my mind of that the thing that happened to me when I was 12. And now you're working on really where the root of the whole issue came from. And that's where remarkable changes happen, when you find those things and release them.
Yeah, and that's very important, is to start heading back in time to where these conditions, these conditioning behaviors began, and then tap them out, and then again it comes back to having a really good language, tapping language that you use, and to me that's primary, and I know that you're really good at that, and I'm you know, to me it's very impressive to know someone who knows how to find the language that's blocking us. And it's just variations of the language of what we're concerned about.
That's right. I sometimes take liberty, because my client may not know, or they may not feel comfortable yet really exposing the depths of what they're feeling. So I'll tap around all different kinds of aspects of their issue, and then I'll start to say things like, you know, even though there's a part of me that really doesn't feel good because of this happening or something else, and I'll see them all of a sudden open up their eyes and shake, maybe nod their head. Yes, you're getting at something. How did you know to do that? And it's sort of just following your intuition.
Right. That's great. So we're getting near the end of the show.
Fast.
And yeah, and you're in Westchester and available.
Mm-hmm.
How can people find you?
Well, they can give me a call at 914-997-7873. And they can find me on the Internet by Googling Stephen Gottlieb EFT or Stephen Gottlieb Intuitive Healing, StevenGottlieb. And the best way perhaps to find me is just my website, EmpowerYourTrueSelf.com. And I offer free consultations for anyone who wants to speak to me to see whether these methods might help them.
That's great, Steve. Now, talking with you about EFT is so important, and I'm sure we'll do some more and maybe even get into more technique and help people in the future, because it's really been touted as one of the saviors for our society of people who, you know, want to overcome physical ailments, but their stress is too much. And this takes the stress out of our lives so that we can be fully whole and heal.
There's so much you can apply it to that it's, some people would say, try it on everything. And the only way it doesn't work is if you don't do it.
That's right. So, Steve Gottlieb, it's wonderful talking with you. And
thank you.
Thank you for being on Energy Stew.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening. Thank you.